Maryland law generally protects people from being prosecuted for sexual assault or rape if the victim is the attacker's spouse. Now, state lawmakers are considering a bill that would repeal this so-called spousal defense. WYPR's Rachel Bay has this report. And a warning, the story contains graphic descriptions of sexual assault that some listeners may find disturbing.
Members of the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday afternoon were given graphic details about how this defense gets used. Debbie Feinstein, chief of the Special Victims Division of the Montgomery County State's Attorney's Office, told lawmakers about a recent case involving a husband who raped his wife.
She had taken prescription drugs and was essentially unconscious as a result of the medication that she was taking. Her husband took advantage of that and raped her repeatedly and filmed her while he was raping her.
Feinstein said the husband was able to use their marriage as a complete defense against accusations of rape. However, the prosecution was able to take advantage of one of the few exceptions to this defense, evidence that the husband used force.
In one of the acts that was recorded, we were able to make an argument that because she moved her leg in response to him trying to position her in a certain way, not to be completely graphic, we were able to articulate a force argument that he ultimately ended up pleading guilty to.
But Feinstein said the sentence was significantly reduced from what it would have been had they been able to prosecute all of the counts of rape recorded in the videos. The other situation in which the spousal defense doesn't work is if at the time of assault, the couple is living apart and either has been living apart for at least 3 months or has a written separation agreement. But Michelle Smith, a family lawyer and former prosecutor in Anne Arundel County, said there are a lot of spouses who continue to live together despite a desire for divorce.
And I have fielded calls from people such as that who have been subjected to sexual abuse in that circumstance. As you can imagine, it's a pretty volatile circumstance still living with a person who doesn't love you anymore.
This defense applies only to spouses. Lisa Jordan, with the Maryland Coalition Against Sexual Assault, pointed out that it does not apply to couples who live together but are unmarried. And she said the law treats sexual assaults differently from other types of assault.
Marriage is not a defense to assault. It's only a defense to sexual offenses and certain types of rape. We should have crimes applied to people equally. We should have assault treated the same way as sexual assault.
Marital rape became a crime nationwide in the 1990s, but Maryland is one of several states that continues to have this loophole on the books. Minnesota repealed its spousal defense last year. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.